man, we back at it again. It's part two with Hitta and Tiff. Yeah, you know, Tiff's social media is out for the people for the one time, and you can hop in.
Word, what it do? Y'all can follow me on all social media platforms. I'm Diva Madding, you heard?
All right, go ahead, Tiff. Shout out your social media.
What's up, everybody? My Instagram is tiffm.124. You can follow me there.
All right. What is your biggest turnoff and pet peeve in a relationship? And and you said, and Tiff, I'm gonna start off with Tiff. You said you had a situationship, right? And I want you to go ahead. Right. Yeah. You know, I want you to go all ahead right. and go into it and get a people. You know.
My number one of my like biggest pet peeves in this current situationship that I'm in is the fact that like we were talking earlier. So I experienced a 10-year relationship with, you know, somebody special who raised my son from a baby. So my son knows him as daddy, calls his real dad biological dad, so that you could get a kind of like a scenario of his relationships with these two men. So here's the guy who I'm with now, who I've known for a very long time, trying it out, trying to see if we could have a relationship. My biggest pet peeve is that sometimes he wants to kind of tell me what to do with my son. And like what I mean by that is that he'll come and be like, yo, it's 11 o'clock, it's 11:30, tell him to take a shower. Or like, yo, he needs to go to bed, or tell him to take out the trash, or tell him to do this. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna need you to stop telling me what to do. Like, so on purpose, because I'm just that type of a petty person sometimes, when he's telling me what to do or telling me to go do X, Y, and Z, I don't do nothing. I just sit there and look at him and keep on watching TV. I'm not doing it. And I do it out of spite in a way to kind of show him like, yo, you're not telling me anything. The reason why I'm like that is because I don't want, like, it's a fresh relationship. So my son is 14. You don't get to come in and try to like fill that daddy shoe. My son don't need another step daddy. It's about us first. Once we're able to build the relationship, and I know that this is for sure, and this is for real. And as time goes, you earn that. I don't feel like that's something that you come up in here and you just grab and say, because I'm your man and I'm sleeping with you, now I'm the man of the house. No, that's not happening. One of my biggest pets. I don't know, Maddie, if you could agree with me.
No, I was going to ask you.
Driving me nuts.
Nah, I was going to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind me.
Nah, go ahead.
I love you, though. So, y'all live together, like, y'all living together right now? Like,
all right.
How long have y'all been living together?
There's a funny story to this. So, I guess this is why I'm not in it. Because I failed. This is where I think I failed. Was not putting my boundaries from the very beginning. Like, I put my boundaries for certain things, but there's certain things that I missed. And I let it go too far where now it's awkward if I come out and I say, yo, I don't like this. I never asked him to move in with me. He has his own place in the Bronx or whatever. Obviously, I got my own place. And what happened was is that maybe like 5-6 months into this little thing, he had took me to DR for Mother's Day weekend, flew me out, you know, I felt special, whatever. We come back, and when we came back from the airport, we came to my house, and he came with suitcases and everything. Next thing you know, suitcase never left. Then one day, I was like, yo, he was like, oh, you know, I need my laundry done. So I was like, all right, I'll go and I'll do your laundry, but you have to bring it over here to my side, and I'll wash it here. Girl, them laundry bags got washed, folded, and everything. Somehow, they get put into my house. And they never fucking left. So I never really, like, he doesn't have keys to my house. That's a dub. Like, he's been asking for me. Like, he asked maybe once or twice. And I was like, no, like, I'm not just giving you a key to my house. Like, that's not something that you just give. You got to earn that. So now I'm in a situation where I feel, like, awkward. And sometimes I make it be known. Like, there's certain things that I say and I do that he knows. He's like, yo, I'm just going to go back to my house. And I'm like, yo, do whatever the fuck you got to do. Like, you in my space. Like, I wasn't ready for all of this. I wanted to, after coming out of a 10-year relationship, I was single for 3 years. I went through something very traumatic 3 years ago. That's a whole different conversation. My car accident was a very big deal. I didn't want to all of a sudden jump in and play house with another nigga that I wasn't sure. And now I'm not sure. I'm just not ready for it. But now I don't know how to get out of it. in a way where I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to like be that evil person. But at the same time, right. kind of like I got to stand up for my shit and kind of let it be known.
Right. So the reason why he feels entitled that he could say what he wants about your child is because he sees a future with you. And he feels like me being in the present and dealing with his mom and fucking his mom, having her wash my clothes and do all this stuff, being together, going out together, whatever the case may be. He feels like it's boundaries and it's discipline right now, time. Like you might take it as, oh, he's trying to tell you what to do with your son. To my understanding, it's just he's trying to make a better person of himself and in relationship that he has to deal with a child that's not his. So he just telling you, like, you know, it's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. Why is your 11, 13, or how old is your son?
14. I get so offended, Maddie. You have no, like, it boils.
Nah, I wouldn't, you know why? I wouldn't take it to an offense. Offense like that because he's looking out for you. He's looking out for your son. He's making sure that school nights, he got to be in bed at a certain time because he wants his education to be better. Because if you don't sleep, you ain't focusing on school. That's what he's trying to do. And then taking out the trash, that's discipline. Like, so if you could be here today and you could be gone tomorrow, you get what I'm saying? So he's not really trying to step toes on you. He's just trying to help as a man that he's fucking his mom. He's just trying to make it where...
He could be petty. You want me to tell you what he did the other day? So the other day, my son, I guess, he got up for school. And I guess his phone must have been dead. That he ended up taking the one and only charger in this house. Because every charger I give this kid, he breaks it. So right. He took my fast charger to school. So my shorty is looking for it. And he's like, oh, I can't find the charger. He goes, yo, your son took it to school. I said, if it's not there, most likely my son took it to school. He goes, yeah, he shouldn't be doing that. So whatever, fast forward. My son, because I'm sorry, I was telling you the wrong story. That was a story I wanted to tell you. This was a story. The charger, because it has to do with the charger. He's charging his iPhone on the charger. My son gets up. Mind you, he's getting ready to leave. My son gets up and takes off his phone off the charger and puts his phone to charge. Shorty comes and looks, and Shorty's like, yo, Drew, why you took the phone off the charger? You should have asked me permission. So I looked at him, and I'm like, no, he shouldn't have asked you shit. Like, he does that to me. He's like, yeah, but I was charging my phone, so that's rude. He should have asked. No, he shouldn't have asked. He doesn't need to ask permission to take a phone off a charger. I said, you're about to leave anyway. You have a charger in your car. Mind you, his phone was like at 80%. So it's just like little things like that rub me the wrong fucking way. My wallet.
Okay, so it seems, yeah, because, you know, even if it's my charger, I'm going to still ask the person who's using my charger, are you done with the charger in a respectful manner? Because he could be in the road. Maybe that charger's not going to work. So he's trying to charge his phone to the max before he leaves because he's on the road.
He has a fast charger in his car.
I agree with you.
Maybe because it's been just me and my son these last 3 years. You know, me and him both went through something traumatic 3 years ago. And it's my son is my world. And then these last 3 years, it's only been me and him. So I just feel a certain type of way for this new man to come into my life. And here I am. I'm welcoming you to my space, introducing you to my kid. And you all of a sudden want to take the reins. And I'm not ready for that.
Oh,
yeah, my bad. But I just want to say, you know, I was thinking, because she, what the hitter was saying, I was like, I feel like if he not pushing him to put a pack on you, put him on a block, stir him in the wrong direction. You know what I mean? If it's beneficial and it's going to be something to help him in the long run, and he ain't doing no harm to him or putting him in harm's way, I mean, if he trying to help him, guide him the right way, then, you know what I mean? You know, I think
so maybe that could be a good thing.
I could speak on that, heavy on that, because it's just me. You feel me? And it's just really? Me being the mommy role and the man's role. So when a guy comes in my life and he wants to step, even if it's just a friend, it could be a best friend of mine. My best friend does that. I'm going to step back and I'm going to let him acknowledge my kids because that's a man's perspective. He means no harm.
Maybe I got stepdaddy trauma. It's me and my stepdaddy trauma. I don't mean to cut you off.
It's the trauma that you've been through that you gotta like you gotta, when it comes to that trauma, it's always gonna be in you. It's always gonna be in your mind. It's always one thing about my school. Matter of fact, in my school right now, one of my classes is learning about trauma. Now, any smell, any look, anything that you've been through is gonna trigger your trauma in your life, in your body. So it's always gonna remember. You're always gonna remember that trauma. But it's up to you
what it is,
to work around.
You know what it is, sis? I don't want my son to grow up in the long run and look at me and be like, my mom dated niggas. Like, well, I can't say niggas because in his life, he's only been, it's his real father that he knows and the guy who raised him and this new one that just got introduced him. And he's 14. I don't want him to turn around and think like my mom let my mom would date these men and let them play the stepdaddy. And stepdad was always the one trying to tell me what to do.
Nah.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Right. I'm 1,000% on that. Because, yes, I'm with that. Because I'm very respectful of my body, my image, my perspective, and everything how I'm viewed. Especially me having daughters. That's a big thing right there. So I don't just welcome anybody in my home. You got to mean a purpose and you got to mean value into my life. So for you to even enter my home, I could be associated with you and all that, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? But my understanding to you, Tiff, that she was about, you just got to accept it and put your guards down. Put it down because people really mean well and in a lot of places. And maybe the stepdaddy or the daddy is not teaching your son the right thing. Maybe he's the one picking up. Because as a 14-year-old, he should already know trash needs to be gone, thrown away. The room needs to be clean. The dishes need to be done. Anything a woman could do, a man could do too. So I have a son. I have a 13-year-old. And my 13-year-old knows what's up. He does his own laundry. I don't do my son's laundry. I don't cook for my son. Matter of fact, I'm cooking now because I want to eat. But I don't cook for my kids. I don't do none of that. I don't baby my kids. I want to teach them the real life scenarios that we've been through in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just hand it to my kids. So if you have a friend, you got to tell your son.
Well, I'm going to just pick
it. Oh, damn. I was muted the whole time.
No.
Oh, my God. I spent some knowledge just now.
No. I could hear you. You wasn't that whole time. Just for that couple seconds, you was muted. But, yeah, man. It was rather like I just said, I was just saying, you know, just to piggyback off of Hitta. It was just, like, rather for him to correct him and the streets correct him. Because that could turn out something totally different and, you know.
He gets annoyed with me because I tell him, tell me. And then tell me what's the issue, and I'll correct him. Like, I don't want nothing coming directly from
me. Now you're creating a mama's... Nope, Tiff, you're doing it wrong, because now you're creating a mama's boy. Let me tell you, my mom is like that. My brother...
I'm not sure if I want to be with him for long. Like, this is not somebody who I see myself...
Right, but you just said to your son, this is just a friend. Don't sit there and say, oh, this is a person I'm fucking with. He don't need to know none of that. He just needs to know this is a friend. This is my friend that I know from high school. You feel me? So he's going to look at it, oh, he's just my mom's best friend. You feel me? That's about it. He don't need to know your personal life or none of that. But if somebody means well, and your man, listen, it could be a stranger walking down the street, and I feel like that's knowledge for my kids, I'll shut my eyes up, teach my kids something, because maybe they ain't hearing it from me.
You know what's funny? Understand
me. Obviously, they can continue doing it, so why not a street person say?
It's only him though that bothers me, because my neighbor, who's like my right hand, like me and her became really, really close these last 3 years, she comes downstairs and she'll regulate on my son. Like, she'll take his keyboard away and be like, yo, I told you to clean your room and you're not listening. And I don't say shit. I sit back and let her run the show. It doesn't bother me when it comes from a person like her or somebody or my family, or like, but it bothers me when it comes from him. I don't know why. Maybe because I want to separate the relationship and the playing house situation.
Like,
I don't want to play house.
So by him literally trying to put boundaries and say what he says, it's adding fuel to your fire that you need to sit down with him and keep it 1,000 with him and be like, listen, this is how it happened. You wasn't really supposed to move in. But you moved in unexpectedly. Like, you had me wash your clothes. Next thing you know, all your clothes came in here. Now you're telling me what to do with my son? We're not doing that. So you need to tell him up front
before it gets further in, and he really thinks there's a possibility of a future with you, because right now it seems like you're leading him on. All honesty.
That's just one of the issues. There's a lot of issues, a lot of red flags, and I'm just like,
nah, you already the way you're speaking on him, you could tell you're not trying to settle down with him.
No, I'm looking for my best friend. I'm looking for somebody who, like you said, I could feel secure of. Sure, like if I know I'm down today, you got my back, because there's gonna be a day that you're gonna be down and I got you, like. Nah, I feel
you on that.
That nigga don't cuddle at night. Like, I could go on. Like, there's a lot of things, but I'm just like, no, this is not me. This is not me. This is not the type of relationship that I'm in.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Like, maybe all his life that he been through, like, including his mom, because maybe his mom never showed him what love is. So maybe he could be a mama's boy, but his mama never showed him what love is or how to be a man. So this is where you come in and show him how to be a man. I've had conversations
with him. Don't give up. Like,
This is a roller coaster, because every relationship, I feel like every relationship is going to go through the same thing. You feel me? Because he's at right now.
So don't you think, though, when you first get with somebody, right, you go through the talking stage, whatever, it gets a little more serious. Don't you think, like, that first year that you're with somebody is supposed to be, like, one of the happiest years?
It's called the honeymoon.
I don't want that honeymoon thing.
You were going to say it. Like, that honeymoon phase. Yo, that honeymoon phase only lasted for us a month.
That
10-year relationship that I was in, my honeymoon phase lasted, I could say 2-3 years before we even started having real fucking...
See, me, I'm going to be myself in the beginning of the relationship so I could bring that other person, their inner self, on who they really are, towards me, because then that's how I know who they really are. I'm not going to wait 2-3 years later and be like, oh, shit, but in the beginning, you give me this and this. Yeah, in the beginning, they got to give you that 1,000%, show you what you want to hear, what you want to see, what you want to do, all that. Nah, give me your real you. You know what? Let me tell you something. How I met my kid's father, I met him over a dating app. I pulled up on him in pajamas, hair messy and all. Messy and all, you feel me? So I gave him the raw me. It was up to him to continue with me, because I'm giving you me. Because we ain't gonna do this. I'm gonna find out who you really are 3 years later. Nah, I don't want that, because then the emotion, feelings, everything's catering to it, and it's just like, I'm gonna disappoint myself on that end. So I'd rather have you give me your.
No, I feel that with you, but do you? But when you get with somebody and 2 months in, 2-3 months in, shit is already going rocky. Is that something that you really want to commit to?
No.
Like,
you know,
this is the way I look at it. I'm like, yo, is this gonna be the rest of my life? I don't want this to be the rest of my life.
It's not been.
I want somebody that when I wake up in the morning, I'm happy to
sleep. But it takes time, dedication, companionship, uplifting. Being there for them, ear listen, shoulder to cry on. Everything a female needs, a man needs too. 10 times. Because they've been through it all. They've been through the worst. If they're the first child on top of that, they've been through it all with their mom. So it's a little different with a healing on their end. And that's coming from a single mom with my son being the 13-year-old. I know he got pain. Like he's affecting it in the school right now. He's not trying to talk about it, but I know that's a fact. You feel me? So,
you
me as a mom...
You can relate to me. That's what I'm saying, that my son is like, yo, kid's been through everything with me.
And right, I understand that. But listen, it takes a whole... In order for you to meet my kids, I'm going to be honest with you, you ain't just not going to meet my kids. That's not what happened. I'm going to fill you out. I'm going to understand what you bring to the table, what you could do for me. What's the purpose for you to enter my kid's life? You enter my life. But what is the real purpose for you to enter in my kid's life? Because you're not just going to just enter my kid's life just because and think that you're going to be playing stepdad and then up and leaving. Nah, we're not doing that. So with that being said.
So you said it right there. That's the step that I haven't been able to pass. It's like, all right, you're in my life, but I'm not ready to pass. So which is why that's what makes me feel so like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me nothing about my kid. We're not there yet.
But if he sees your son, he sees your son and wants you to wake up and he wakes up with your son and then whatever, you can't really get mad because he's seeing what you're not seeing. You feel me? And it seems that he don't mean no harm to your kids. He just wants the better.
He doesn't. It's me. It's a boundary that I'm not ready for him to cross. And my kid is not 5. He's not 5 years old. You get it? He's a fucking teenager.
Exactly. So his knowledge is even more better than to sit down and talk to him. Listen, when I talk to my son, I don't talk to him. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I tell him the real raw shit, like what the real life is about. I tell him straight up. He comes, like today, I had an email from the teacher. I wasn't even happy with it. But I, you know what I'm saying? In the beginning, I was like, yo, what's up with you?
Damn,
you fucked me over.
I'm sorry. I was reading the comments.
Nah, it's cool.
To bring you back, you were saying something about an email from the teacher or whatever. He got an email.
The teacher emailed me. And he doing some disrespectful, like, he got suspended until Monday. If I don't bring him up, if I don't go to school on Monday, he won't be able to go back to school. But at first, I dispatched, like, yo, what you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your problem? Like, I woke him up with that nonsense. But then, realizing, like, I got to understand my son, because he's a man. He ain't no child. He ain't 13. I see him as a man. He's the man of my house.
They change.
You feel me? So that's when us as moms, we got to make sure these men that's growing up now is not the same men that we're dealing with. We're going to make them better than that. We're going to make sure that, yo, you seen what you seen with me? We ain't doing that. My son, he, no matter how much I can see it in his face, that he wants to say so much shit to me when I be talking my shit. But he put his head down and bite that tongue. Because he knows what I've been through. And he knows my mom did this. Right now, my mom just angry. My mom's this. So what he's doing, I know when he gets a girl, he's never going to put the hands on her. He's not going to react like the way he's supposed to. Like what these men that we're dealing with, domestic and shit. I know my son, because I put my foot down and I talk to my son as a... Man, I be talking to my son like he's my little nigga. Like, I'm saying my little best friend, too. Like, I really don't sugarcoat nothing to my kid. Like, I tell him real shit. Like, even with the shooting, I show him videos. Like, look, this is what the streets do to you. I'll be damned if the streets take me. If they take my son. If the streets take my son, everybody in the city is going down with my son. I'm standing on that. So before that happens, I'm making sure my son goes the other route and become a better person than I ever been through in life. Cause I've been through a lot, like a lot. Matter of fact, I grew up at 14. My mom kicked me out at 14. 14 years old, I became a woman at 14 years old. I didn't know shit. I was in the streets with the same clothes, still going to school and everything. So I'm trying to make sure my son is better than that. So
and I can relate to that. I could relate to that, and I think that's why I protect him so much, and I'm so like, no, nobody's coming in here to fuck up my shit.
I feel you, but us women don't know everything as a man either, so we need a man perspective in their life to put that authority into their brain, because they're going to know, mommy always got my back. My mommy got my back. Look at my brother.
The good thing about this is that even though, like I said, that the guy I was with for 10 years is the one who raised him, and that's the man he looks at as daddy. After my car accident, his real dad started actually coming right back around. So his dad pops in on him here and there. Like, they talk here and there. Problem is that my son doesn't have that respect for him. Like, he doesn't look at him like that. Because he's another one who just came into his life you know, 3 years ago, and he wants that authority too. Like, he's like, he gets mad at my son if he calls. And my son picks up the phone, and my son is real dry. He's even with me like that. He'll pick up the phone, and he'll be like, hey. And then his father will start barking at him because he wants him to be like, hey, dad. And I'm like, yo, you got to earn that. Like, that's not something that's just given. So it's
he
like...
wasn't in his life from birth to now. He cannot sit there and demand daddy from the person that he's wishy-washy in their life with. Because my brother's going through that with his kids. And I'm like, bro, you got to understand. You was away. You was locked up for 10 years, 12 years. You just coming out and you're demanding respect from these two kids. Their mom
so do you
got
see,
killed.
Do you see why? Do you see why with Shorty, I'm like, nigga, no, I don't want you telling him nothing either. Because
yeah,
I
understand.
I don't want
if y'all living together, it's a different scenario.
Nah, you need feel to go me?
Because now you're in the same roof. Y'all you waking up and going to sleep together. So if it was different, if he had his own apartment, you'd be like, all right, money, I hear what you're saying, but really, realistically, you ain't contributing to none of my shit. And you, I don't wake up with you. I don't go to sleep with you. You feel me? So it's a different scenario if he's contributing to your life in the same household and contributing to him and everything. So I feel like if you have somebody and you fucking with somebody and they're trying to spit some knowledge to your child, sit back and listen to that, because they might be what other people not saying to your kids. I wish I had my kids' father in their life. One is locked up. The other one is in the same state, lost in the source, don't want to take care of the kid, but flashing hella money everywhere. And I'm doing this by myself. So when a guy comes into...
That sounds like my baby daddy. It's a disappointing, though, because my baby father, this is the only kid we have. Like, this man has no other kids. And he's older than me. A lot older than me. And it's like, I would have thought that he would have, like... Especially men, when they have, like, that first son, is like, oh, my God, my son, my son, my son, my son. So I would have thought he would have been, like, more involved and, like, just be a real dad. Unfortunately, he's that type of man that have we been together, if I tell this nigga, yo, I want to get back with you, that nigga would definitely say yes, and he'd be the best dad in the world. I swear he would. But because we're not together, it's weird. He's real fucking ratchet. I fucked up. I picked myself a ghetto Puerto Rican.
Oh. Now, I was going to say this, too, because I remember y'all said that the gold digger question earlier, and so it was like, why do mothers tell their daughters to find a man to take care of them, but tell their sons to stay away from gold diggers?
I cannot agree with the question of tell your daughter to find somebody to support you, because I'm teaching my daughters that you could do it yourself. But it's also helpful for extra hand in your life as well, because it gets rough in life. And an extra hand, an extra brain, an extra person, it's important in your life. Because now I'm just saying, like, with my daughters, I got three daughters. I'm teaching them how to be independent, but also accepting help from other people.
That's true, because I think a lot of us women, like back in the day, we're not raised to accept that it's okay to say that you need help. And I think that's wonderful that you're teaching them. Like, you know, we're taught to be real strong women. You don't ask nobody for help. You don't do this. You don't do that. So I respect that. I don't have a daughter, so I can't answer that. I'm in the other opposite of the boat where I have to teach my son how to be a gentleman and how to, like, you know, like, listen. It was one time I went through a thing where he asked me, like, why can't I hit a girl back? I got a girl who's always hitting me. Why can't I hit? You can't hit her back. Just, like, those certain values. But at the same time, I need to also raise him to not depend on a woman. Because this is a new generation. This is a new society. Somehow we need to break the cycle. So I need him to... One of the things I would love for him to grow up with is that the fact that you could get up and cook yourself something. You could get up and wash your own fucking clothes. You don't need to always sit there and count on a woman. This thing about this whole idea of I sit back and watch TV and watch football every fucking Sunday and my woman is the one who has to cook, clean, and do everything for me. We're not doing that. So that in the day that's in the future that you find yourself a wife, like you said, Maddie, it's a partnership. You're not sitting there looking for a woman who's going to cater to you 100% of the time. And you just paying the bills. No.
All right. So do you believe in a relationship, men and women have roles? Roles like a man will be a provider, protector, etc. And, you know, vice versa for a woman.
Yeah, I believe we all have roles to play. The problem is that, how do you say this? I don't want to say people. Like, sometimes it gets, the role thing goes a little too deep. The idea of man and wife is kind of like, wife stays home, cook, clean, does this, does that. Man brings home the bacon and they just do this and that. Like, no, I don't want my son to have that type of idea of it. I want him to have, my idea is it's a partnership. Yes, I'm probably the one that's going to cook and clean. Being as a woman, that's just regular woman shit. But I also feel that a man should be able to cook. A man should be able to help you clean. It shouldn't just be like, I bring home the bacon. No, it should be 50-50.
Okay.
50-50. We do this together. What needs to get done together?
Right.
I don't believe in that the woman has to do everything because the man is sitting here paying all the bills. No. You don't got nothing to say to that?
That's what I was going to say. So, do you believe that men and women have the same rights, right?
I do. There's a lot of things that men say a woman can do and a woman can actually do.
So why are women complaining about
it? Tell me, said no, he doesn't agree with me. You don't think he has equal rights? What do you mean, like equal rights, like as of today? No, we're not fucking equal. We're perceived as we're women and you guys are men. In my mind, in a perfect world, it would be equal.
All right. Because I was going to say, my next question, my follow-up question was going to be, so why are so many women complaining about oppression?
Why are we complaining about oppression? Look at what's going on in today's world. You have the government trying to take away abortion rights. But you got people like Nick Cannon who could sit here and freely fucking have 17 fucking children. If you want to get technical, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is it such a big deal about taking away our birth control and this right to have babies? Like, why can't we have a say in our own body?
So you believe in my body, my choice? And if so, I want to elaborate on that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that I'm like 100% pro-abortion, because I have certain beliefs to that. I'm not against it. I think that everybody should have a choice to that. For real, I'm tired.
I think I'm gonna close it out right here.
You correct. Oh, she said she can't hear.
You can shout out to social media to spell it out.
This is dope, though. Come through and do this again.
Yeah, definitely do this again, man. Appreciate you for being on, and go ahead, tell the people your social medias.
I'm gonna follow you. Well, Maddie is MIA for the moment, but my name is Tiff, and my Instagram is tiffm.124. It was nice talking to you. That was a great.